wrestling team. Any minute the stock exchange can go through the floorboards down to the center of the planet. And what happens there, we don't know. So what is the solution? Everyone's trying to patch up and trying to find a way that we can all live happily, prosperously, and, you know, somehow or other juggle around with the money. But is it as easy as that? No. Lord Jagannath, 5,000 years ago, he gave a formula, a words of wisdom for human society. Yagyata kamana yotra loka kama bandana. We must learn to act to please the Lord. Oh, this is called yagya, sacrifice. So no one likes the word sacrifice. Nobody wants to sacrifice anything. But that's the problem. Actually, it's in our benefit. If you take a nice sweet like a donut, anyone's eaten a donut?
Yeah.
So if the hand tries to eat the donut, what's going to happen? You get a bunch of donut crumbs on the floor. And that's what's happened to the economy. A bunch of crumbs on the floor. But when the donut is put in the mouth, nice donut, and the stomach becomes satisfied, then whole body becomes strong. So this is called mode of goodness economy. Now we're in the mode of passion economy. We try to grab and, oh, forget God, let's just enjoy, let's enjoy, let's enjoy. What's the result? Pollution, economic this, war, so many things, disease, new disease, lifestyle diseases, you know? You sit in front of the computer all day, what do you get? Cancer, diabetes. These are all latest diseases, hot off the press. New hospitals. It's all this result. Why? Because we're trying to enjoy that donut and it's going into crumbs. So Lord Jagannath's festival is very significant. It's indicating the way the leaders of society, of England and America and Russia, everyone, they should look to this Rathiyatra festival for guidance. What are the people doing? They're carrying three persons representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his brother and sister. And we're all becoming servants of God. And what are we? We're happy. For free. No one's paying anything. And we're all joyful, we're dancing and singing. Normally you have to have a few pints under your belt. You know, a few cocktails and you're dancing and singing in the street. But we're doing it for free. How's that? We're shortcutting the whole economy. We don't need a shopping. Couldn't say that. Actually, we don't really need so many things we need. We need happiness, self-fulfillment. And Jagannath, he has many managers. Do you know that? Many managers. Do you think the sun is going automatically without Lord Jagannath? Do you think the water is coming automatically without Lord Jagannath? Do you think the fire is coming automatically without Jagannath? What about the earth? Not coming automatically. Just like we have to pay our electricity bill. Who pays their electricity bill? Anybody? What happens if you don't pay the electricity bill? Anything happen? Precisely nothing. There's no light, there's no fridge, there's no oven, nothing. And if you don't pay your water, then what? No water.
No bar.
And if you don't pay anything, okay, put him in click. And so Krishna says, those who don't perform yajna, they're thieves. The trouble is we're living in a society of thieves. We're all trying to take from God, but we have no gratitude to him. We don't want to offer thanks. We don't even recognize he's there. It's just a big bang, a quantum vacuum. It's nothing, mate. I'm God. Get out of my way. This is our attitude. Now there's so many problems. But Lord Jagannath, he gives a peace formula in Bhagavad Gita. We have these books. We don't have them to show you here. On chapter 5, text 29, he gives a peace formula. Jagannath, he says, if you recognize me as the supreme enjoyer, you'll become his servant. It's like if you have a good master, everything's laid on for you. House, wife, family, everything is protected if you have a good master. So Jagannath says, let me be your master, I'll enjoy, and you'll automatically enjoy. And he also says that I am the proprietor of everything. Actually, it doesn't belong to England, this land, this air, this sky. It doesn't belong to England. The same clouds are flying over France. It didn't have to take a visa either. They didn't have to go through customs, these clouds. Because they're blowing all over Europe, they're going to America, wherever they like, they go. You see? They don't belong to us. The earth doesn't belong to us. It goes right through the planet to somewhere else, to America down there. So who can say it belongs to England? So God is the supreme owner. We must recognize this. God is the owner, God is the enjoyer. Call God whatever name you like. Allah, Jehovah, Mungu, Katonda, Umfulunkulu, Imana. So many names of God. Millions and trillions of names of God. The supreme controller. Okay, and what else? Finally, God is our supreme friend. What can the government do for us at the time of death? What can the government do when we're dying? Can we call British government, save me? No. We call on those persons who have provided for us. God is providing this body, providing the family, providing the air, providing the water, providing the fire, everything. So this is a festival of remembrance of our relationship with God. It's for everyone. It's not just for Hindus. It's not a Hindu festival. It's a festival for everyone. Every religion has the basic, the same philosophy. There may be some detailed differences. But everyone can join in this and become the servants of God. So this festival was started in the West by Srila Prabhupada, 1968 in Los Angeles. And we always remember a great devotee, Jayananda, who started this festival, built the first Rath Yatra carts. Since then we have, I think we have at least 500 Rath Yatra festivals all over the world. Now it's going up to 1,000. It's such a good festival. And we want the British government to sponsor more festivals. To bring about religious harmony, bring about spiritual realization for the people. You don't have to go to classes and this and that. You can come and pull the festival, take a big fish to Prasadam, like we're going to do in the park. Where's the park? Park Hill. So this is a very practical, significant festival. It's useful for the government to bring peace and harmony amongst the people, to remove those dirty things in the heart. Why are we fighting? Why are we greedy? Why are we stealing? Because of dirty things in the heart. Lust, greed and anger. Whether you're Hindu, Muslim or Christian, you know there's anger, there's lust and greed. How to get rid of it? So this festival is a good way. We chant the names of God, we dance and sing, and we take food offered to the Lord. So thank you very much. Please enjoy this festival. Come with us. Take a good meal and be happy. Please repeat again. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!